From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. Kerry and Netanyahu call for peace as violence continues on the streets of Israel. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is urging calm as he held separate talks with Israeli and Palestinian leaders in a bid to quell violence that has left nearly 60 people dead over the past few weeks. VOA State Department correspondent Pam Dawkins has the story from Berlin.
Secretary of State Kerry told Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, "We know each other well and have the ability to make a difference," as they sat down for talks in Berlin Thursday.
"It is absolutely critical to end all incitement, to end all violence, and to find a road forward to build the possibility, which is not there today, for a larger process."
Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu continues to point a finger of blame at Palestinians, saying there is no question that the wave of attacks was driven by incitement.
"Incitement from Hamas, incitement from the Islamist movement in Israel, and incitement, I'm sorry to say, from President Abbas and the Palestinian Authority."
Pam Dawkins, VOA News, Berlin.
In Jerusalem, police say a Jewish Israeli man was shot and killed in a scuffle with Israeli soldiers who suspected he was a Palestinian attacker, a reflection of the jittery mood that has gripped Israelis amid a spate of near-daily stabbings. U.S. commandos are reported to have taken part in an operation to free Kurdish hostages in northern Iraq. Details are sketchy, but Iraqi officials say, quoted by the New York Times, said the operation involved American helicopters, Kurdish and American special operations forces, and airstrikes. This is VOA News.